This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 24, and today's devotion is titled, The Prayers of a Mother. The Prayers of a Mother. Our scripture memory for today comes from Psalm chapter 46, verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Today I want to encourage you as a mother. From the moment your baby is born, there will be times when you feel discouraged, you feel worry, fear, or heartache. And whether it's a fear for your child when he's sick, or worry that he's not safe, or heartache when you see your child making bad choices, you as a mom are going to face days when you need the help of Jesus to pull you through those times of doubt, fear, and sorrow. Psalm 46, verse 1 is one of my favorite verses. The words are so encouraging to me when I feel hopelessness and fear. I can know that God understands my pain and sorrow. He understands the worry that I feel, and He's always there when I need Him the most. We've talked about how much God wants us to come to Him with our cares and our concerns, how He wants us to talk to Him. He wants to know all those things that are troubling our hearts. And when it comes to our children, it's no different. He wants us to talk about Him. He wants us to talk to Him about our children. He wants to be there for us, to help us through those hard times. He wants to be there to lift your children up. He wants you to ask Him for His blessing. During your morning prayer and devotion time, you should be praying for your children. Pray for them on days when everything seems fine, and lift them up to your Heavenly Father when things aren't going so well. God will listen regardless, and He'll give you wisdom as you guide and direct your children in the ways they should go. Pray for your child's character. Pray for their future. Ask God to bless their future spouse. Ask God to help him choose the one whom God would have him spend his life with. Lift your child up and pray that he draws nearer to him every day. There may be times when you feel as if all hope is lost for your child. And many mothers will face unforeseeable heartache. But even for mothers who simply want their child to be respectful or who need wisdom in dealing with temper tantrums, God is there to carry you through. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." And I know mothers everywhere need that rest that Jesus offers. He will take those burdens from you, and He'll carry them for you. You don't have to do it alone. I wanted to share with you three ways that you can pray for your children. The first one is pray scripture prayers. You know, the power of scripture is so much greater than I think most of us realize. God's words are life-giving, and when we claim scriptures for our children, there is power in that. It makes your prayers so much more powerful. I remember years ago, there was one afternoon when my son came in the kitchen, and I had a habit of kind of patting him on the chest and saying, asking him how he was doing, and that afternoon I had patted his chest and was stunned when my hand sunk in, and I lifted up his shirt, and his rib cage had seemingly kind of caved in. It was now concave, and it truly scared me. I was so worried that there was something terribly wrong. I was worried that he'd have to have invasive surgery, or that there would be problems with his lungs and his heart because of the way his chest had concaved in. We made a doctor's appointment for him, and I had called my mother and told her what was happening. And I remember a few days later, she called me on the phone, and she said that she had been praying for James, and she had claimed a scripture for him. She had asked God to give her a scripture specifically for James, and it was Psalm 51. And I remember she read the psalm to me over the phone, and this was almost 10 years ago now. But ever since then, that has been James's scripture. And any time we've been worried about anything with James, that is the scripture we have claimed. And I remember her telling me that she wasn't really sure what or why God had given her Psalm 51 for James, because it had nothing to do with his medical condition. But she knew in her heart that God had told her he was going to be okay. And he was okay. Turned out to be a mild case of scoliosis. His spine had twisted inward, and his chest had twisted inward as well. And he's okay. Wasn't even anything really to worry about. It hasn't progressed any since then. But having that scripture all of these years has been comforting to me, because there have been times when I have felt desperate as a mother, going through the teenage years and worrying so much that, you know, you want your children to grow up and serve the Lord, and sometimes you wonder if all the things that you've taught your child are going to sink in, if they're going to make the right decisions. And I just praise God that, I praise God for encouraging me through the gift of scripture promises and scripture claiming for my child. The second way you can pray for your children is to pray blessings over them. You know, back in the Bible times, fathers would take their child aside and he would give them a blessing. And it was very powerful. When you speak blessings over your children, those words have life in them. And you can do a blessing ceremony. You can do it like a special occasion and invite guests to attend. Have your guests prepare something to bless your child with. Or you can do it more simply with just a family setting, maybe at family worship time. Some parents like to do it, say, when your child turns 12 or 13 or 14, and then you do a special blessing ceremony for each of the children as they come of age. Now, blessings can be so powerful. It can literally change your child's life. Tell them what you love about them, your hopes and dreams for them. You can learn more about how to bless your child at theblessing.com. It's an association with Focus on the Family, and it's a great resource. And the third way to pray for your children is to pray for them in their presence. Just like with the blessings that you can pray over your children, praying for your children in their presence during family worship time, if they're going through a difficult time, if they're worried about something, praying with them at bedtime, whenever you feel like it's appropriate. Children understand how much children realize how much you love them and how concerned you are about them when you ask the God of the universe to work on their behalf. Pray for your children in their presence, but don't pray those kind of prayers that rebuke, for instance. Don't pray, please help little Johnny be nicer to his sister, or please help Sally with her bad attitude. Those kind of prayers should be kept in private between you and God, because they will only further to frustrate your child rather than lift them up. So pray for your children in their presence. Let them know how special they are to you. Whatever the crisis we face as mothers might be, don't forget that we have a very present help in times of trouble. God loves you and your children so very much. He's there for you every moment of every day. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for listening to our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for carrying our burdens, because mothers everywhere need your help. All we have to do is come to you and ask, and you're there. Lord, please give the mothers who are listening today that rest that only you can offer. Give them wisdom, give them peace. Help them to know how best to help their children. Thank you for your amazing grace, for your never-ending love and mercy. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled Early Morning Wake-Up Call.